Source notes. Stunned, brown, no bigger than a grandchild's palm, it lies motionless on the floor of the deep stainless steel sink, while my screams soar out windows and doors to meld with the amazing thrum of tree frogs, blare of sirens racing to the hospital or jail. My husband tenderly trusses it in an old towel and releases it from our front porch, and it glides toward our creek, all those luscious mosquitoes. But there's no end to this story, it seems. The bat, so splatted and unconscious, still rests against the steel. My screams, as strange to me as this comatose creature, still swoop and soar. There is no door. Only me, stock still, listening to what's pouring so involuntarily from me, looking at what can't see back, can't act. We don't kill them anymore, these forlorn, loam dark prayers that tumble from attics into our studios, disoriented by their own hunger for fixed stars and fitful fireflies. We don't kill them anymore, because there are stiff fines for disturbing the ecosphere. Now we remove and exclude. The width of a number two pencil, one woman whispers. That's all they need. They can sleep there, whole colonies, for years without you suspecting anything. I'm at the age where my mind is a sieve. It's that fountain of sound I want to bathe in again. How pure and powerfully thoughtless it was. But it just flows through. What remains is that dark, stunned source, just the reality of it, so small, dense, and different, and the heartbreaking irreconcilability of cause and consequence.